Republicans who have had straws stuffed up their noses by Rush Limbaugh and their brains sucked out, replaced by excellence in broadcasting, don't have a clue as to what's going on, because this is where they get their information, from the pig man and the manatee and the rest of these freaks who tell them incessantly, well, this is a spending bill. Well, it's just, we need tax cuts. You know, the guy whose tax bill, you know, the Republican worker whose tax bill last year was, you know, $350, and he didn't have to pay that because he got an earned income tax credit, and Limbaugh's pitching him on tax cuts. The pig man, who makes $25 million a year, is addressing working-class Americans who think they're Republican. They think they're Republican. And the Republican Party, a terrorist organization, loves that. Just like the jihadists love the fact that brain-dead, uneducated Muslim boys in the Middle East are willing to give themselves over to suicide bombing. Why? Because there are 700 virgins, or is it 70, waiting for you in paradise. Well, Republican voters are just the same, the same. Limbaugh and the manatee and the rest of these pigs get on the air and say to their brain-dead listeners, well, we have 70 virgins waiting for you, only it's in the form of tax cuts. And the Republican voters sit there and go, yeah, 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 you go, Rush. God damn it, you must be important. You make $25 million a year. You're on a million radio stations. Yeah, go, Rush, go, Rush. And in the meantime, their families are disappearing in a swamp of debt, no job, no income, no health care, nothing. You know what I say? The Republicans in the House and the Senate and the White House say, well, no, we have to throw life rafts to all these people. I say, let the sons of bitches drown. Let them drown. This is what they want. They're suicidal. Republicans are jihadists. They want to blow themselves up. They are a terrorist organization, the Republican Party. It needs to be killed before it does more damage to our country. Oh, you don't agree? Well, if this were television, you could see what finger I'm holding up, for those of you who don't agree.